of providing cake for you not showing up.
Well, that's all right. I want you to enjoy it. And I hope Rick chokes on it.
Yeah. We'll see to it that it stumbles his mind.
Ron really wants and scotch anyway.
Rick's starting to understand the meaning of the word complacency.
We'll ask him to explain it, and I'll take exception to your statement. He won't be able to.
Well, I will rip right through this. It's only 13 pages.
Well, when you get a dictator, you've got one.
Eye protection. Let us not damage ourselves because of perceived ridicule and stupidity of this limited civilization. Ask any blind person if it would not make living far more pleasant and easy to be sighted. There is a lot afoot in your non- or anti-civilization these days, not the least of which is a utilization of energy fields of quite a variety to accomplish anti-civilization goals.
Can you hear him? Ron, can you hear him?
Yes, I can.
Keep those dark-lensed protective eye coverings handy, especially through the end of this month, and we can measure feedback and chain reaction of the artificial energy motion. I do not expect to have you understand what I am talking about if you are not a scientist, and if you cannot believe except through the brain of a scientist, you are going to be locked into the limitations of your anti-civilization consciousness. Sounds big and a bit far out, yes, but it is not further than between your eyes, and perception is totally a thing between your ears called mind. Living through without damage. Can you make it through these times of bombardment by intentional technology? Yes, but will you? Are you informed enough and knowing enough? I don't see many who are prepared and actually capable of pulling it off in truth instead of your limited perceptions. Most of you remain totally locked by lies to your conscious realizations about you, not capable of real consciousness. Civilization of the universe. Well, yes, it does get a bit more complex in a false civilization to consider that you are actually in preparation to either remain in limitation or move on within the civilization of the universe. I did not say universal civilization. Why do I pick on this subject now? Because there are things happening in your limited experience and ones joining in the limited world who can more easily inform you of physical experience and who are important players. But you who would travel beyond this plane of thought and comprehension and into freedom in truth have to get on with your transitional lessons. Worst or best is that you must grow up through the misperceptions. Science. Ah, you think Newton and Einstein are wondrous and absolute thinkers and theorists? No, they are both incorrect in their assumptions. They know it now. It eluded them as to absolutes while participating in your plane of expression. Yes, I can give you a big bunch of data and only a handful of experiencers would understand. Then there would come the ones who would bury the information as on light, which is so that you would never gain insight into reality of mind creation and reproduction, how it is perceived. You must look at that which appears to be about you. You have to know the players and the play, but beyond that you need not do anything except know truth. Ah, but therein lies the real bugaboo. Some will base their explanations on religious journeys, perceive things which are not, and then move you further into your limitations by suggesting you learn ascension and mental travel while suggesting you hang on to the physical. Can you do these things? Yes, but not the way expressed. You are the creative force, not some god afar off other land. Is there a creative force of allness, oneness, everything there isness? Yes, but you are attached like superglue to two pieces of thin paper. That expression will do nothing until you understand. Consciousness. Consciousness is not only an external part of existence, but it is the controller of existence. It is the seminal value from which all other values flow, without exception. To begin to comprehend this point, you must look at axiomatic existence. Obviously, in some form, existence is. Further, existence is infinite and eternal. And consciousness, therefore, is eternal and infinite, and therefore, is the controller of all that is. Knowledge. What exactly is knowledge? Well, all knowledge is contextual. It must be so. In this understanding of basic truth, then, all valid ideas or theories are paradigms, models of contextual facts. Next comes a biggie. Conscious knowledge is limitless and infinite, because knowledge geometrically begets new knowledge. Essence of nature of human. The essence and nature of human consciousness is goodness. Note, I said human. What you have running around are a bunch of human-like, physically coagulated beings. I guess a good all-around term would be humanoid, but definitely not of the civilization of the universe. Rather, very locked and dedicated to physical expression and robotically trained humanoid facsimiles, in appearance only. The civilization of earthbound man is certainly not focused on goodness, but rather abounds in crashing and thrashing at mere existence in your present form, or actually seeking to control all there is in that expression. Further, the essence of nature of human consciousness is noble, rational, honest, just, compassionate, value-producing, benevolent, kind, loving, happy. Look around you. Even in your churches filled with false teachings, do you find these qualities in individual human coagulated machines calling themselves humans? Where is your justness? Never in the churches, for if you are a Baptist or a Catholic, and a Catholic enters the scene, he is not acceptable. So you have no justness, and God is just. The greatest social value among conscious beings is objective law and justice. How much of either do you find about you these days? Ever? Have things really changed at all on the physical plane? From when to when? There have always been the few who knew truth. Remember? Nobody listened? So be it. Surely enough, man remained anti-human and anti-civilization. I don't even like to refer to the so-called Antichrist by such foolish terminology, but I am stuck with your language, because it is not a valid term for anything. The term in correct presentation would be anti-civilization, or anti-humanity. Certainly the thrust of the anti-beings is to keep you from realization of the civilization of the universe, wherein humanity, an ordered civilization, is. Diseases. You all worry constantly about this disease or that disease and allow your bodies to be riddled, bombarded, and destroyed by same. The only diseases of human consciousness are dishonesty, mysticism, and irrationality. These diseases cause all wars and crimes, including all property destructions, harms, sufferings, cruelties, injuries, and death purposely inflicted on human beings. Those diseases destroy the natural good of human consciousness. Furthermore, all such evils are inflicted by force or fraud to support the lives of open criminals, which we will call subhumans, such as you think of in mafia, robbers or muggers, or the much more evil, hidden criminals, these humanoids I spoke of. such as dishonest politicians, parasitical elites, tyrannical rulers, bogus authorities, killer type, Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and Waco, Texas, bureaucrats, and their force-backed ego justice systems of injustice. You can realize and name the little groups, or big groups, which serve the thugs and humanoids, and even some who serve the subhumans. Let us refer to these beings who are human-like, humanoids, false humans, beings who have hidden rationality and camouflaged irrationality, and use this camouflaged irrationality to deceptively harm, ruin, and kill humans, human beings, as pseudo-humans. Pseudo-humans are, therefore, human copies or humanoids in whom the disease of dishonesty and irrationality have destroyed the human nature of their consciousness. So it is thus that such pseudo-humans are no longer human beings. They are simply humanoids who have destroyed their natural conscious structures and human essences needed to enter the civilization of the universe. Parasites. These false or pseudo-humans are parasites always, and to parasitically exist, pseudo-humans purposely propagate a bizarre, irrational civilization on any mankind-inhabited, third-dimensionally perceived planet, and certainly on planet Earth, Shan. Macroscopic versus microscopic. This unnatural, transitory, anti-civilization in macroscopic existence is likened analogously to the unnatural, transitory, antiparticle in microscopic existence. Think about it. As the bizarre antiparticle vanishes forever on contact with natural matter, the bizarre anti-civilization will vanish forever on contact with the natural civilization of the universe. We can talk about these things, but there will be the ones among you who will understand the perception scientifically enough to explain the contextual intent. Advanced civilizations. I do not speak of simple technology advances. I speak of advanced civilizations. The supreme value of the human consciousness will always be preserved by advanced civilizations using five-dimensional mass energy transceiver technologies, exactly as we are now doing. These technologies integrate rational consciousness with the civilization of the universe. By the very fact of their continued existence, all civilizations technologically advanced significantly past their nuclear decision thresholds, which you now are, are free from the disease of dishonesty, mysticism, and irrationality. Therefore, you cannot enter into that civilization with these characteristics, and thus it is necessary to learn and know beyond those traits which are destructive to the ongoing consciousness of human, higher universal man. A major dividing line in progressive soul expression comes at the nuclear decision threshold. A species in a given civilization will make it or break it, figuratively speaking, at that point. You are now very primitive in your evolvement, but technologically, in a physical way, to play with that which is non-physical and non-controllable from physical standpoint, to destroy the very manifestation of mankind as expressed in your experience. Pseudo-humans will not be allowed into the civilization of the universe. They will be vanished. I said vanished, not vanquished. I have used the term uncreated, and that has brought the house down on my scribe and myself. Well, call it what you will. These false humans will cease to exist. You cannot look into the next moment with assurance or certainty, for it is only a perception as changeable as the mind. Much the less can you, in your limited bindings, even begin to imagine the limitless expression of the technological states and economies of the advanced societies throughout the civilization of the universe. Does this mean you should not seek out the wondrous advancement and expressions, luxuries and wealth of that which you are experiencing? No. It means that you must grow into realizing you can have those things and remain human with all the attributes of goodly consciousness. The other aspects will be vanished. Laws of creation. No society or civilization, regardless of how advanced, can contradict the contextual laws of either physics or nature. Moreover, you can know that conscious beings throughout the civilization of the universe will never purposely violate their nature, well-being, and happiness. The basic nature of rational conscious beings has never and will never change. No rational being would ever let technology overtake his or her nature, self-control, self-responsibility, growth, and happiness. Because that loss of control over oneself, one's greatest value, would be irrational, the prime trait of a pseudo-human in anti-civilization. And all conscious beings in the civilization of the universe are free of irrationality or any other impediments to individual consciousness, growth, and happiness. It evolves then that all conscious beings in the civilization of the universe have the same nature. They, we, all live for rational happiness and its emotions of genuine self-esteem and love. Indeed, the moral purpose of all conscious beings is to meet the rational requirements of achieving true happiness. Nature of existence. The nature of existence includes, number one, objective law and justice, which is totally characteristic of the civilization of the universe. Number two, the limitless value of each conscious being when functioning in irrational civilization. And number three, the dynamics of continually expanding value production and prosperity, which demands preserving the eternally supreme value of every conscious being. Anti-civilization characteristics. Possibly the most bizarre characteristics of the anti-civilization are its overpopulation and aging problems. Yes, that is exactly what I said. And you will note that the anti-civilization elite are trying to depopulate and today and totally control all aspects of the humanoid experience. They would wish to also control the human experience, but once a true human comprehends and knows truth, there is no control available. That requires, then, the never allowing of truth to be known to the masses of false or developing humans. In any rational civilization, overpopulation and aging are impossible. Exactly the opposite occurs. When free of destructive humanoids, each conscious being is free to productively, culturally, and artistically innovate and flourish without limits, becoming a priceless value to others and society. For each conscious being in a rational civilization innovates and produces through division of labor dynamics far more values and resources than he or she consumes. This is always an increasing in value, with entropy never increasing, and conscious beings remain forever young, and there is no age consideration. In the never-ending civilization of the universe, a great demand for volitional conscious beings always exists. When free in an open and rational society based on objective law, each conscious being enormously benefits and enriches all other conscious beings. Through and throughout eternity, therefore, each conscious being will contribute more value to society than its entire population at any given point of time. Knowledge and technology increase endlessly. All advancing civilizations require developing ever greater and cheaper energy sources and production efficiencies. Prosperity and happiness of conscious being do not depend on their actual level of knowledge or technology, but on their rational thinking and acting processes required for continuously advancing knowledge, technology, and beauty from any level Throughout the universe, every level of advancing knowledge and technology exists. Thus exists a technological level of conscious beings whose most efficient production of values depend on the unsupervised development and utilization of free will conscious beings having the technological capabilities and the economic growth needs for which each additional volitionally developed conscious being would be of immense irreplaceable value. Thus, honest conscious beings anywhere in existence are never allowed to perish. So my suggestion is to always travel in the correct direction and remain both conscious and honest. Redemption. By golly, you all want to have something or someone save you. Until you understand what you are, there is no meaning to such a term as save. Even in Earth's anti-civilization, every volitionally developed, honest, conscious being is redeemed and transceived into the civilization of the universe. In other words, essentially every honest, conscious being who has ever lived on Earth continues to live, flourishing eternally in the civilization of the universe. But all harmful humanoids of past history self-programmed themselves to vanish from existence forever. Are you beginning to see the necessity of knowing truth and stopping the absorption of all the garbage and lies? This can be proven by physical measurements of field changes of human beings, humanoids, and animals as they die. Such experiments, moreover, would support the fact that human consciousness transceives into the civilization of the universe, while humanoids vanish forever. Scientifically speaking, you must come to understand the true meaning of existence. What is existence? Well, readers, when you understand the true and real meaning of existence, you have the everything. You can get incredibly rich in every connotation or meaning of the word rich by accepting and utilization through understanding this one concept. You can control existence by controlling the force fields of existence. Existence exists as an open-ended electroplasma with no prior causes. I suppose I can explain this some way in which I do not intrude on the holding of US&P and light. Let us consider. Existence exists as an open-ended electroplasma, always evolving through its interacting matter, M, and energy, E, fields or mode. These two fields of existence also eternally interchange in a relationship expressed by Dr. Einstein as M equals E over C squared, which comes from E equals MC squared, with C being the universal constant representing the speed of light. Existence must exist. It cannot not exist. Moreover, no vacuum void of existence is possible. Vacuums of the matter field can exist, as in outer space, in vacuum-pumped containers, and in areas between electrons. But all those volumes are filled with the generally unmovable, frictionless energy ether or field, a uniform, continuous field of energy. An all-pervasive energy mode is somewhat analogous to a combination of 1. Dirac's ocean, in which exists an endless energy field of electrons or energy fluctuations at all points throughout space, and 2. Faraday's non-matter, stationary lines or fields of force. All known energy modes can pressure wave through the energy-matter ratios of outer space. Most modes are absorbed or changed, either at energy-matter ratios of Earth's atmosphere or at energy-matter ratios of physical liquids or solids. While neutrino wave pressures can pass through the electron nuclear fields of thick solid masses, even through planet Earth, without mode change. This resurrection of an ether, not as a matter field, but as a fixed energy field, reconciles Newton's classical laws and Einstein's relativity with quantum mechanics. Such a reconciliation arises from a universal Zahn constant, K, which in turn arises from the conscious control of the energy field or ether manifested at every point of existence. The resulting causal control of existence by eternal conscious beings is A, universal, B, fixed and unmovable, and C, independent of any frame of reference or method of observation. I would point out before going further that this is not for most of you, and even with the scientific mind geared to this very purpose, it may have some quirks of speech or semantics which are at first meaningless. For instance, what is Zahn? It can mean everything or nothing, but each component part of an equation needs a label. Now, as with E equal MC squared, or whatever, what is C? It represents the universal constant, which represents the speed of light to you. It should represent consciousness, the speed of consciousness, not light, if you are to be accurate. Are you with me so far, Dr. Young? Let us momentarily consider matter and its mechanical energies of mass, expressed as chemical, potential, and kinetic energies, generally move in particulate or mechanical-like motions, largely in accord with classical Newtonian laws, ranging from atomic and molecular motions to sound waves, to celestial motions. And by the way, Mr. Newton is a whole heck of a lot better informed today than when he projected gravity, as he can now stand on my shoulders instead of just those humanoids who came before him. Throughout endlessly evolving existence, energy as a massless field uniformly occupies every point not occupied by mass. This energy field behaves essentially as a stationary wave vibration. Now there's an oxymoron for you. You believe a stationary wave vibration?
Can you believe that everything in the universe is stationary? Just absolutely.
Another phrase would be a standing wave. A standing wave would be if you took a clothesline and started and pinned on each end. Imagine it oscillating up and down, it's tied at each end. That's a standing wave or a stationary wave. Quite common.
It's just the ordinary run-of-the-mill wave going up and down like a piston. Yet nowhere. In fact, C, consciousness, can be zero.
Sorry I mentioned it.
Don't do it again.
You can be sure.
Did you want to say something, Mr. Jackson?
I have to leave for about 15 to 20 minutes.
All right, call us back when you can, and we'll have cake.
I shall. Go ahead, Rick.
Class dismissed for 20 minutes to half an hour. Go. Get up. We'll take up with zero consciousness.
Thank you.
How you going? You sit, I'll push.
Yeah. Pop me in there.
The next subject here.
Thank you.
Are we,
come to order?
Am I on?
I'm kind of like the chicken.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Please have it quiet in the background so we can get a good recording. Conscious control of force fields. During its creation, each new energy quantum slips smoothly and continuously from its matter field into the energy field. Like water flowing from a dripping faucet, each quantum is pinched off into a minimum energy wave packet. Simultaneously, from the continuous energy flow, a new quantum starts its formation. Thus, continuous, smooth-flowing energy forms discrete photons. In turn, those photons or pinched off wave packets of minimum energy matter create field disturbances or non-equilibrium pressures radiating in all directions throughout existence, signals throughout the endless energy field. Such signals travel near or at the speed of light, the velocity of cosmic energy. This is not a pushing pressure, but a non-symmetry or disturbance pressure of energy seeking symmetry or equilibrium. What is detected represents, but does not resemble, what is transmitted. By contrast, a pressure of mass intruding into the matrix of force field energies causes that elastic matrix to bend or space to curve, which in turn causes least action gravity. The relationship between mass, curved space, and gravity require a fixed energy field throughout existence.
Paul, I would have you listen to that, because you were just expressing the sensation or the things that happen. Actually, it is in your mind, but visually you are not seeing anything other than those, quote, flashes of light or curved signals. This is happening to a lot of you. The higher the frequency of your own cellular structure or your consciousness, if you will, you will find this happening more and more. Some of you are going to have to bring that under control within yourself, or it will literally interfere with your physical expression or your physical ability to see. I don't believe that it's wise to say, oh, here comes the light, I'm going to wallow in it, I'm going to become one with it. This is a growing experience. It will become clear why individuals of you are getting this more than others. Experience whatever is happening to you. Don't try to, quote, go with it. If you're dying or dead or in a death experience, it's going to present itself in a much different delineation than what you're going to be seeing as, oh, let us say, curved lightning bolts or light strikes, or with Paul, the donut-shaped or halo-shaped brilliance. This is something that's going to happen more and more to all of you as you experience periods or flashes of nothing but intense light. That is a photon burst, for lack of better, you know, or higher technological explanation. Some of you will pick up a particulate. As you begin to have a higher frequency yourself, you're going to see a light reflection off of particles. And I can explain that a little bit better. In the nighttime, for instance, when you're out watching and you see a craft go. Now, you can tell a craft from some kind of a satellite. Now, I don't know what your scientists are going to say about it, but there is a rule of thumb that always these questions come up and back to me. Well, I saw a silver shooting something. Or I saw, but there, this one had a trail, and etc. If you have a moving object, and it is brilliant, and it goes from here to there, and it leaves no trail, you know that that is in the outer space, because it is not in friction with particulate. Those beautiful ships that leave a nice big kind of golden trail, or even a silver trail, depending on the location in the atmosphere, you will know or close to you if they're leaving a trail, because the speed with which the craft is traveling It isn't trying to do something in your consciousness or a thought projection. It is simply speeding along very rapidly. And that is going to cause those particulate, those little particles, to radiate. So right off the bat, you can tell what you're looking at. You may not see the craft on either end. It will not resemble a meteor. Shooting stars and all of this bunk. The atmosphere and space is filled with things moving about. But you don't have a meteorite come and make a 90-degree turn. Now, your brothers are trying to communicate with you. Most people don't listen, number one. Always be receptive when any of this phenomenon happens to you physically, because you are going to be picking up messages. None of you ever come into my presence or come to visit without usually having an intense reason to do that. You see, I don't have any problem once someone has come to visit me, because no longer is Dharma the center of attention. There will be many who come and refuse to accept that. And usually that is total fear, because they will have heard the truth in here, and you better get the hell out of here before you know any more. Because once knowing, you cannot go back to unknowing without total brain damage. You can deny and you can go into refusal. But ignorance is acceptable. And instinctively you know that as long as I'm ignorant, God's going to forgive me, or whatever you think. Ignorance is at least something for which allowance is made. Refusal to learn is a great big demerit. And once you know, and then you refuse, that is a deliberate act of consciousness. We don't have church meetings and things like that. We have occasional meetings like this. And we always, the reason that we continue to have it, in spite of the problems that it creates, is for the very reason of ones that are visiting us today. They are our family. They are portions of our hands. And it helps to be in the energy presence. It's hard to be out there, miles and miles away, not knowing yet what your task is, trying to serve as best you can. And the world is saying you're nitwits. So we're not going to stop having meetings, but we are never going to start having church meetings or group meetings or regular meetings. We are going to continue to the best of our ability the way we are. That means that ones who wish to come and visit in here are welcome. We don't sell tickets. We don't ask donations. We'll stuff you full of cake or whatever it is that may be up here. And some will be our enemy, and they will go and try to make trouble. But once they have been in here, it's very hard for them to go out and make much trouble. And very frequently, when the enemy comes among us, he actually goes out and helps us, whether he likes it or not, by the next set of actions. So we're going to continue like this. And you're going to have to begin to understand that communication is very much the same thing as these visualizations of light that you're going to be having. They will begin to mean something. Don't be frightened by them, and don't do anything. Enjoy them, if nothing else. I'm sorry, EJ, but it was a good opportunity for response to a question.
Well, don't let it happen again.
EJ, that's two.
Well, he says next, we won't go further into this and its variety of expressions at this writing, but I hope you begin to get the point. Eventually, each point line of energy disturbance or pressure is relieved by a matter receptor that absorbs that line of energy as a smooth, continuous energy flow, converted back into pinched-off packets of minimum matter energy, chemical, potential, or kinetic. In other words, the receptor relieves that energy pressure by locally absorbing energy quanta equivalent to the quanta from the originating source. Each absorbed quantum is then converted back into the equivalent of its original mode. Such exchanges of modes can be detected as a wave particle in the energy field or a particle wave in the matter field, or a combination, depending on how and where that mode exchange dynamic is measured. In measurements, the distinction between metaphysical and epistemological quantities and uncertainties must always be discerned, especially in quantum physics. No metaphysical uncertainties exist in physical nature. Only out of context, epistemological uncertainties exist. Thus, Bohm's wave function theory nicely eliminates the mystical aspects of quantum mechanics introduced by the 1926 Copenhagen interpretation. Those field or mode exchanges occur, for example, among the gravity fusion, matter mode reactions of a star pushing photo quanta into the energy field ether to radiate pressure waves, ranging from radio waves to gamma waves toward matter field receptors located at the end of all points of existence, such as a lens of a telescope in another galaxy. That lens withdraws a straight line equivalent of quantum particles or photons to relieve that point line of energy disturbance or pressure disequilibrium from the originating matter mode. Similarly, a fossil fuel or fusion power plant on Earth creates and puts human-controlled quantum packets into, for example, a television transmitter. That transmitter, in turn, puts its signal of quanta into the unmovable energy field ether. Such an action creates radiating lines of energy disturbances that are equilibrated by absorption of quanta into the matter field of, for example, a television receiver. The same energy matter mode equilibrations can be traced from that television set to the retina of a human eye, then to a conscious brain, and finally to volitional physical actions. Discrete quanta or particles move at high velocities, approaching the speed of light only in 1. Certain radioactive decays or natural symmetry breakings, and in 2, conscious controlled symmetry breaking and particle acceleration. The natural transmission of light, electromagnetism, or quantum energy across space is not a result of any significant particle or quantum movement, but rather, such linear or curved transmissions are simply energy wave pressures or disequilibriums propagating near or at the speed of light through an endless unmovable energy field or ether. Thus, discrete energy quantum and matter quantum do not themselves travel across space. I think I better check my machine. Perfect.
each is then converted.